Amen. Thank you. Father, this morning, Lord, as we come before you, I dedicate my heart, my mind, everything inside me, Lord, for your instrument, Lord. Use it, Lord, for your glory. Nothing shall be reserved, only for you, Lord. And I pray, Father, everything that comes from my mouth shall only come from you, not from my flesh or my mind, carnal mind. In the most precious name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen. Amen. Last week we turned to chapter 1 of Luke, verse 26 to 38. So last week he talked about being pregnant with the Word of God. Being pregnant. Being impregnated by the Word of God. Being impregnated by the promises of God. Being impregnated by the promises of God has got to come only after something happens. We talked about a couple of things last week. I want to remind, today is just a follow-up of the message of last week. So last week we had both Bahasa Malaysia and also in English, because we had brothers from Indonesia who got themselves married here. Those who missed it, I pray that you will know, come to know, that we are reaching out to some of the Indonesians who are here. There are about 500 to 1,000 of them, or more than that, are in certain one estates. We are reaching out to them. So some of the finances you give today will be given to them. This year, as the year end comes, the church, as a pastor, inform you, some of the tithes that we've been keeping from the church will be now distributed to many ministries now this year. Before the end of the year, many ministries will receive probably more than 28,000 ringgit from us, from our church, to the ministries, whichever has been appropriated. Okay? It's all from you, not from me. It's all from us, from this church, which is this whole year, a tithe was given out from whatever you have given. So God is be glory. This glory goes to God, so that servants of God, wherever they are, they will not fumble. They will not think of their money. Do not the ministries, they will not need money. And there is somebody who will provide. We have, we'll give it to them. Amen? Praise God. So we want to thank you for being faithful in your tithe giving and your honoring. Although we don't have any envelopes here, we don't keep register. And I want to thank you for that. Amen? Being faithful to God. It's within you and God, not within the pastor. So we decided last week, we said that it must be impregnated. In order for being impregnated, we saw that there were a few words we chose last week, and we said that these are the words that we want to see. We said that the woman who was supposed to be impregnated, Mary, she comes from the place called Nazareth. Nazareth, you know, you'll find in chapter 1 of John, verse 46 says, what good can come out from Nazareth? We talked about it last week. So what good? There is never a good news coming out from Nazareth. Never. Because always they report about anything, spies coming into the land, people coming to conquer the land of Israel. So Nazareth was a watch out city. So nothing good can come out. So if you are in a position of there, nothing good comes out from you. Bear in mind, it's not about where you stay. It's not about a condition. It's not about where you are living or what kind of race you come from or what kind of tribe you come from. It is not that, but it's about your heart. Amen. So we know Mary was chosen from a place, a town called Nazareth, where nothing good comes out. No good news comes from there. Second thing we realize that this woman said she is a virgin. And the word's called virgin. Virgin means in Hebrew word Alma. Alma is used only two times in the entire Bible. It's called in 14, Isaiah 7:14, and now also in Luke. A virgin means a woman who has kept the promises, was abiding in the word of God, was abiding in the laws of God, was abiding into God. Abiding unto God is important, because hearing the word is not only hearing, but also being acting upon the word is important. Virginity means it's very, very important for her. Virginity means it's keeping the family right. It's about herself. It's about herself until the time she's enthroned to the person who is promised to her. The word virginity for us nowadays does not see anything much for the younger generations now. Does not see anything much. Does not, it's just a word. But for that generation at the time, virginity means a lot. In Deuteronomy it says people can be punished. People, the family has to pay for that, for the child, if the daughter did not carry a virginity until the time of marriage. So abiding by the promises, abiding by the commandments of God was important. So when you abide by the commandments and you live by the commandments, the third thing that happened was a favor from God, a visitation from God. Even if he doesn't visit, he will have his angels visit you. Amen. So third thing happened to her was a visitation, a favor granted unto Mary, a woman who's out of a town called Nazareth. Amen.
So what was that? What was inside her? The word of God, the commandments of God, the promise of God. When the promise of God was filled in her belly, that is inside a spirit man, a touch of the Holy Spirit became word. The word became alive and became natural in a womb. Amen. That's what we understand. Whatever we know, as we fill our spirit man with the word of God and the commandment of God, the touch of the Holy Spirit, the touch of the Lord, the word of God says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. That means they touch you and you shall have a baby. You don't have to know a man because the word, the promises are already in your spirit man. Amen. So today, it's not about being impregnated alone, but it's carrying the impregnation is important. Today we talk about, the theme of my message today is carrying the promise. The carrying the promise and birthing the promise. Amen. Carrying the word and birthing the promise. Amen. Carrying the word and birthing the promise. Now we know Mary is now touched by the Spirit of God. And now the Spirit of God touched the word which was in her spirit man. And the spirit man laid out and its immediate touch, it became formed in a womb where there was nothing. Now it's become fruitful. Amen. So sometimes in our life you will find impregnated means people want to see impregnation today and tomorrow they want to see birth. Morning they are impregnated, evening they want to see birth. How many of you have that kind of attitude? Because you already know, because that is it takes 9 months, that's why you all are keeping quiet. Right? But if you ask yourself sensibly, there are many things we can ask today. We want to ask a couple of questions. Let's turn to number one, to Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 56. Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 56. We won't read that, but I'll take words from that. Luke chapter 1. Amen. Praise God. Are you with me so far? Are you with me? The 4 points the Lord gave you just now? Amen. Now we'll see, carrying the word before birthing is important. Amen. The promise shall come to pass. Let us look at chapter 2. Let's look at it. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinus was governing Syria. So all went to be registered everywhere, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen. Praise God. Many of us, we want the instant noodle in our life. Instant coffee. Nowadays, got instant Horlicks also, you know. Last few days ago, I went to the supermarket, I was passing by, and my son showed me, Papa, you want to buy, you like Horlicks, you know, you like one buy Horlicks, instant one, easy, you don't have to boil, just easily put inside, every 3-in-1 already now. Even Horlicks they have got, every drink you mention, they have got instant 3-in-1 ready. Even the food has got, do you know biryani has got now instant 3-in-1? You take home the biryani, you just pull out a small, I don't know what is that, you small thing that, you know, small thread, you pull it out, a little while later it's heated up, and then after you open it, you must open it nicely so that the chemical does not come out. Huh? You open it, and then you can eat it. Very nice smell. Have you tried that? Do you know it's a product of Malaysia? Oh my Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. We don't even know what's happening in Malaysia. How can we know something happening in the Philippines or even Pakistan or something else? We don't even know. It was a brainchild of Indians from India, and now they have got it in Malaysia, and Brian's is now exporting to all the places. I'm not promoting a brand. That's the name of the company, Brahim's, which is now promoting the writing. So you've got everything instant. So you tell me what is not instant. I went to a family the other day. The wife does not know how to cook anything except for a scrambled egg. Poor her son. Poor daughter. Poor husband. She said, Pastor, all this I actually bought. I really don't know how to cook. She was sincere, okay? My law practice takes away a lot of my time, and somehow or other, incidentally, I was not with my parents when I all the time when I studied, so I don't know how to cook, but I know how to do scrambling. The scrambling, this is what I had cooked. There was, at least she was honest. She was honest with her word, right? So people do not know how to cook because, you know why? They want everything instant. So they go back to instant resource. So today, when we are impregnated with the word of God, and the word of God has gone natural, and you're praying for something, and you ask something, and God, Spirit of God touch you, you want the answer immediately. In order for something to be birthed out from you, there has to be a time and a season. Amen? A time and a season. Luke chapter 2 verse 6 says, so it was while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered to give birth. In order to give birth, he must have to wait for the days to be completed. I mean, why must the dates be completed? Why must it be completed? There are things that we go through in our life that we have to be corrected. How can you give some ₹1 million to somebody who does not know how to manage ₹1 million? You go and give a fisherman tomorrow who has not gone for education or anything else, or somebody's outside there. And I was watching this morning, somebody gave me a CD. It's a beautiful CD. Those of you who are good in Tamil speaking and want to minister to Tamil people and Hindu people, you must have the boldness to use this word, the CD. It's so powerful. Every word explained in the Brahmin word, Sanskrit word, as a murmur, right? As the mantras. Every word is explained. It's a very good video. I've got some up there. I've got to download into a CD and give it to you. It's very good for you to use as an instrument to evangelize. You know, people nowadays want everything early, so fast. Unless and until you know what you want, and you know you must be prepared for it, only then something can be given to you. You see, when you are asking for something in our life today, we want it tomorrow, or today, or yesterday. You ask me today, you want it yesterday. How come? I asked you what? When did you ask me, sir? You gave me this morning. No. I thought I gave you yesterday. I wanted it yesterday. How come it's not here today? How many of you are like that? Many of us, we will shake head. We are not like that. Many of us, we want something urgently and we want it hard on our lives. Because you know why? Because we always see the wisdom. We must trust the wisdom of God. It is His timing. It is completed. He knows when He has to complete something inside us before He can even birth it out through you. Amen. There is a gestation time, a time of gestation, a time to take control, a time to nourish it, time to actually feed it. You cannot be feeding you things of garbage. You must feed good things. When women are getting pregnant, when they are pregnant, what they do? They eat the best thing. The husbands will buy the best things and give. Is that right? Is that right? All of them are so quiet. So you have not done that, is it? You buy the best thing, and then, don't walk around. I'll go and do the cooking for you today. Is that what happens? No. Oh, the lady's answering, shaking heads. Blocking their husband's face and shaking heads. Right. So, you know, when you have this gestation period, there must be a lot of things that must be taking place in your belly. Something must take place in the natural. Right? When it's birthed in the natural, it has been formed in the natural, it's impregnated in the natural, it must actually taking place sometime. Sometimes it will take time to gestation time so that it can be delivered. So always remember, when God touches you, just because, the word of God says, yes, and she was impregnated with a child. That does not mean to say you must do it immediately and you will get it immediately. There's no such thing as that. In His wisdom and His timing. Amen? In His wisdom and His timing. Whose timing? The Lord's timing, the God's timing. The timing was important. I did mention last week, it was the timing that is important. He says, in Luke, he says very clearly, in the days of Herod. It was the timing. It was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was the time the sins were so bad. And I did mention last week, and I did mention also that this is the time also Sodom and Gomorrah in our lifetime. I don't know how do you see it, but I see it Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, a man appreciating me for praying for him, he bought a stack of books. I think cost him about a few hundred ringgit, about 600-700 ringgit. Added up, look. Out of the books, only two books were useful. The rest all were about stories and about hantus and everything else. And last night, Satan visited my room. Right? He visited me practically. Right? The serpent visited me last night. So this morning, because I have found out what is this Lord? By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm taking control. I'm taking control. That's what I've said every morning, this morning, early morning, at 4 o'clock, 4 something, I remember. Why? Because everything is garbage. I didn't realize. When I opened this morning the book, I realized the books were all horrible books. In my room. Not outside my room. In my room. Brothers and sisters, even when you buy books, remember there are spirits in the books. You will not believe me. And I think Jeshurun is not here. He saw once when I did deliverance and I brought these books, the things, books all, and I burned it in Sungai Buloh. As we burnt it, you can see the fire come up. Boom! Very high comes up. I've done that a couple of times. You've always seen that. Those who came for the young ones are not here. Those who came for the youth camp in Broga, you also saw that night that the fire came out very, very fast. And somebody else manifested after that. So understand this. Books you buy also must be careful. So it's the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Gestation takes place, time takes place. As it takes place in our life, we must be patient. How do you say it? Patient. Patient means takes time. Patient takes short time. Patient. From the P and the T, although it's within a few letters, in between two letters, can you know the letters, alphabetical order? P and after the S, is it? After the T, isn't it? S-T. O-P-Q-R-S-T. So before the S and T, there are only two words. It's too short. But it's now patience. You must be paying the price to have the patience. So you must have the patience. So God is asking us to have that patience. Not only having something, then do it today. And because now I'm anointed today, I must go and do something. No, no, no. Patience. There is something God is working in our lives. Amen? There is something. This also reflects to our ministries in our life. Patience. There are things that we want to do. I've been always praying, God, is this place the right place for us to stay at this time? Patience. 14 years, Lord, we've been here. I think we should move now. Patience. Lord, I don't have this worship team. It comes and goes. Patience. You know, it's not about me, it's not about the church, it's about him. Amen? When he floods, you know, I know he's going to flood. Amen? I know he'll flood one time. He'll really flood after that. After that, no stopping in him. Amen? That patience has got to come. So Mary has to have that patience for 9 months. It is not that immediately she has got to do, and immediately she has got been birthed, she has got to wait. There is a patient time. There is something God has got to develop inside her. There is something has got to develop inside her. The hands, the heads, and everything else, and the stomach, and everything else, all the intestine has got to be, everything has got to develop. Something has to develop inside you before you birth. Patience. We might feel, no, I want it tomorrow, Lord. Something has to develop. Amen? Something has to develop inside you so that God knows what to develop and what time to develop. And the time and the season has got to come. Number two, when you are impregnated, carry the word of God, manifestation inside you, there are a few things that will manifest inside you. As it moves, as it grows, you must understand a few things that is Mary has gone through. Number one, there is also acceptance and rejection. Hello? When you see, when you carry the word of God and the word of God becomes alive inside you, your actions will be different. Your way you behave will be different. The way you talk will be different. The way you think will be different. And what will happen is that there will be some people who accept you or not accept you. How do you relate that to word of God? Let's turn to word of God. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to 25. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to 25. Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Christ Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed, after his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which she is conceived in her is of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done in that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Joseph himself was rejecting Mary. Why? She was pregnant. Pregnant with what? The word of God. So when the word of God is inside you, you will be actually different. Aren't you? You will be different from the world. So there is rejection in everybody. Even your own family members might not want to accept you. Hello? How many of you find that your own family members don't accept you? No, people don't accept you. The video I saw this morning, the son chases the father out of the house because the father knew the word. No acceptance. There's no acceptance. People will not accept you because the way you think, the way you reason out, the way you behave will be different because the word of God is impregnated with the word of God. And you'll behave the way the word of God tells you to do. As the development takes place inside you, there will be something, as the development, the word of God is developing inside you, you will change in every day. Amen? Every day there is change. A pregnant woman will not be all the time the same size. Every day the size changes. Every moment something's happening inside a womb. As it's happening, as something's happening inside a womb, so is the character will change. Amen. When you are impregnated with the word of God, character will change. When your character changes, people will reject you. Because you're not with the world. When you're not with the world, everyone will reject you. That is why today, you'll find people being murdered. By the word of God, which has transformed the city for 38 years. This small place in Pakistan, this sister has transformed the place. Even educating the people, the children. Giving them technical school. And giving them so many things in that society and bringing the word of God. And so many people in the seminary, pastors grew out from the seminary because of this woman, gave her life to the Lord for 38 years. In Pakistan alone. And today, she was murdered. Why? There is a rejection. A group of people reject the transformation that takes place. Hello. When you are being transformed, there is a rejection on the other side. Hello. Are you with me so far? When there is transformation, there is rejection. Did this woman say no, should not? But she stayed in an elite place where people got the security guard. There are security guards in the housing estate where she stayed. But yet, they make ways into the place to shoot her down. Right in front of the house. So there was a rejection because not only transformation was birthing inside her, this woman. I want to use this lady, this missionary as an example. So something was happening inside her. She had impregnated the word, and that impregnation was taking transformation inside her, also outside. Amen. As it births, There were many pastors being birthed. There are many people who are transformed. The sister you strong been transformed. And people do not like it. The worldlies will not like it. The only way is to go against you. In this case, Joseph himself decided to put away. Only thing, he was a bit gentleman because he comes from the lineage of David, King David. He's a gentleman. Some or other, because of his, I think, wisdom from the Lord, the father's great, there was wisdom. Because of the wisdom that he said, no, I don't want to shame her. I want to put her away privately. But he was telling what? Put her away. Not to take her, accept her. Rejection. I want to reject her quietly. Whether you're rejected quietly or openly, rejection is rejection. Hello? Rejection means rejection. When you put away, it's putting away. It's not accepting. So there must be a word. There must be an intervention. There must be divine intervention even in these cases where there is rejection. Amen. When there is no divine intervention, a rejection cannot be nullified. Cannot be reversed. That is why the angel of God, God sent again an angel in a dream to Joseph to intercept his intentions. God must intercept those rejections. God allowed this lady and those pastors being now being murdered in these 2 weeks. I think a few of them are already murdered. God allowed that. A martyrdom is taking place in Pakistan. Something is happening. And I know the last time that happened in India, the whole city was flooded. Remember, the family was murdered. The whole family. The pastor and the children and the wife. Raped and murdered. And that family is in the Lord. To live is to live for Christ. To die is to be with Him. Amen? So they have no problems. But we are sympathetic. We are now hurting because these people are still hurting. And they are rejecting the Word of God. They are rejecting the light of God. Amen? So we have to now know what rejection is all about. Unless there is a divine intervention in this kind of rejection, you cannot do anything. Amen? So we have to ask and cry out to God. People say, no, pastor, you are something like a woman. Nowadays you are crying. I don't mind crying to my father. How many of you don't cry to your father? How many of you don't cry to your father? Is there a time that you come to your father and says, you know, you cry and say, I don't know, Papa. I really lost now. I really need some help now. Whether financially or emotionally, you need someone. So it's okay to cry to the Father. Father, have mercy on these people. Just like they have really crucified your only son, my Savior, and your son, only son. Have mercy on these people. Have mercy on the people. Only you can divinely intervene today. Amen. So in our life, in our community life, in our family life, when there's a change, people will reject. You are not in the norms. Normally. Okay? So that is rejection. When there is rejection, bear in mind, there has to be a divine intervention. You must start praying for divine intervention. Being Mary herself, and I believe that she was a praying woman, that she was praying every day. Amen? When the Gabriel preached, when the angel, archangel Gabriel appeared to her, she was in the what? In the time of prayer. What hour? In the day, in the evening hour. So when he came, so he just know that she was praying. So she must be a praying woman. Lord, you have already done this to me. I'm now impregnated. I don't know what to do. I've got a husband now who's supposed to be enthroned. If I don't go with him, if they put me away, I'm ashamed all throughout my lifetime. But God has a plan. Even in your rejection, God has a plan. Be comforted today. God is telling you, even you're rejected in your family, even you're rejected in things that you have got in your life, and you're walking towards your life, and you think that something is rejecting you, people are rejecting you, office is rejecting you, the government is rejecting you, doesn't matter. God has got a plan. Amen. So the plan of God must be executed through a divine intervention. Cannot be can be done something like with our ease by itself, by our strength, by our might, our intelligence. No, we can plan everything in the world, but it cannot work. Joseph planned that night. How am I going to relate her? Maybe I'll take her out from Nazareth. I'll take her out slowly as if I'll go bring her to Jerusalem. I'll leave her there. I tell her, no, very nicely. Maybe I'll give you some money and you stay here. You'll go and see your family and after that you do whatever you want to do. I have to separate yourself. He has already planned in his own. Hello? Would you as a husband, let's say for example, if I am now promised to a girl and the girl is now pregnant, what do you think I will do? Put yourself in the situation where Mary was. Put yourself in the situation where Joseph was. He was already planning day and night. For a few nights probably he didn't have sleep. The day that he had sleep, the vision of God came to him. Amen. Probably he's tired of thinking what to do. Tired of planning. He already fell asleep for a while. Then the vision of God came to him. Angel spoke to him. Brothers and sisters, in our tiredness too, God will still intervene for his plan to be executed. Amen. If you are tired of your rejection, be comforted today. Be comforted. God knows. And God knows your heart. Somebody is praying. Somebody is praying. And if you start praying, surely God's divine intervention shall be upon you. Amen. Number two, second, B, what happens? See, when you are already in the Spirit of God has filled you, when you have already been touched and the womb is now filled already, there is something that will look out. You look out people who have got the same status, the same mindset of people. Do you think that you will have people who got the same mindset? How do I know that? You see, in Luke chapter 1 verse 39-45, you'll find that the word says that she, Mary, went out to visit her cousin, Elizabeth. What was cousin Elizabeth was doing? She was also pregnant. But not by divine intervention by the Holy Spirit, but somehow the Lord touched her husband, Elizabeth's husband at old age, and touched her womb too. And somehow or other they got together after his days of serving God in the innermost place of Holy of Holies. He went out his serving and she conceived and she bore a child. She was already 6 months in the pregnancy. And that's the time now Mary visits her. So you will look for people of same mind. You will not go back to the ways that you think. People in the world, and that time was the time of season of Herod times. Herod times was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. You will not go back to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. You will go back to people who you can align with. When you are impregnated with the Word of God, keep yourself with people who are in the same status of impregnated with the Word of God. Why? Because they shall become an encouragement to you. Verse 31 or 40, 39 says that verse 40 says, she was encouraged. Right? She was encouraged. The word of God says this. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Amen. Verse 45 says it very clearly. And she said, she was encouraged. There was an encouragement. So when you know, when you meet people, when you are pregnant with the word of God, you need encouragement. Haha. Don't you think so? So you must know whom do you align yourself with. The problem is sometimes the devil comes and puts some people around us and we are blinded. We pray for God's intervention that even the people whom he aligns with us are people. How did she know that her cousin was pregnant? It is because the angel told her. So you need divine intervention from God. You read the gospel, go back and read the gospel, you find. The angel of God told her that even Elizabeth, her cousin, is now pregnant of old age. So it is divine intervention of God for bringing people who have the same level of their thinking. So we must pray every day, ask God, give me a chance to be with people who are with the same thing. Until I grow to become no more milk drinking, I want to eat some solid food, until then I will be alright. Amen? You must be solidly grounded first before you mix around with people who do not know the word of God. Do you understand what I'm saying today? The gospel is teaching us very clearly. The angel of God told her so that she took a time going out to see the husband, to see her cousin. So verse 45 says very clearly, he says she was not only impregnated now, she went out to be encouraged by the cousin. So the cousin encouraged her. And the cousin was also encouraged by her visit. Why? because something inside a womb was happening. Hello? There was joy that leapt inside her heart. There was a joy leaping inside her heart. So joy, not only will you become a blessing to them and you'll be blessed, but you shall be a joy to others who are in the same mindset and same impregnation of the Word of God. Amen? So if you look at what Paul says sometimes, what has got this believer has got to do with non-believer? Have you seen the Word? Have you seen the Word across? I want you to go and read. What has got this man got to do with this non-believer sitting down? Because when you are with the people who do not believe, you will be discouraged most of the time. And the promise which you have, you are carrying now, it's a promise. Promise you have not seen. Promise just developing inside your stomach. As the promise are being developed so that you can give birth to the promise, you need now people to encourage you not to kill it. Hello? Do you follow what I'm saying? We need that encouragement. So that is why, Word of God here, we ask you to come to church. Because you come to church, you come for some of the things that you might feel, I don't have time because parking here, difficult to come here. Never mind. At least come for something, some activity. You get connected. And when you're connected, when those of you, I've seen some of them who walked with me closely in this church, are doing all right because they have got what they have got. Amen? They've got what they've got. You just have to be connected with God. So you had people who have the same mindset. Amen? So we have to come together because that is why in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, 23-25, he says that very clearly. Do not forsake the assembly of the saints of God. Do not forsake the assembly. Amen? Can you see that? Chapter 10, verse 24-25. It's up there. How many of you have seen that word? If you have not seen it, today go out there and stand it and memorize it by heart. Do not forsake the assembly of people. Amen? See, what will happen when you are impregnated? When you are impregnated with the word of God, or promise, or word of God, which is the promise of God towards you, something will burst out from you. A new song will burst out from you. Amen. You see, Mary sang a song. Can you sing the song? Verse 46 onwards to 55. Can we all read together? Verse 46 to 55. Can we read? Can we put it on, our brother? Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 55. There was a new song which burst out from her spirit. A new song which came out from her heart. So when you are in the spirit, when you are filled with the spirit of God, you do not see what is around you. Maybe her stomach is now developing bigger and bigger, but she does not see what is going through. But a joy of the Lord will overtake her and she will sing a new song. So you will sing a new song too. When you not see the things physically that is not painful, uncomfortable. Right? When you go out, you're uncomfortable. Luke chapter 1. Verse 46 to 55. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generation will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent out empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. Now, when you are in the joy of the Lord, you will remain with the people who are there giving you the joy and encouragement. Amen. So why she stayed there for 3 months is because she was comforted. She was encouraged. She knows she's living with a person who is of the same mind and the same blessing. The word of God dwells in that woman too. Amen. So she gave her heart. When you read the song, when you recite the song, you will know the lowly state of Mary, how she was faithful in her word. Amen? You say, now how, Pastor, you said the other day in the last week message, she said she's a prayerful woman. Can you read the word? Her song, which burst out, will be what you are, will burst out from you. And how you see God will burst out from you. Amen? A song which bursts out from you is a new song. It's not about somebody writing the song and telling about their feeling, but it's about you bursting out and what you are, what you are with God, the relationship you have will burst out from you. Amen. That is what bursts out from her. So when you are in the Word of God, when you are impregnated with the Word of God, and the Word of God, the promise is inside you, you do not see the discomfort you have in your stomach, what is developing inside you, but you see the joy will come out. Good times, the joy. Bad times, the joy. Why is it bad times? For her to travel when she's pregnant, it was not easy. From Nazareth to Bethlehem. Sorry. She went to see her brother. Yeah, Bethlehem. You will find she went to this place. That's Bethlehem. As you go there, you'll find that, you know, when you go to the place, you'll find they'll show you the place where she came. It's a hilly place she has got to go through to come to this place. And she has got no horse, you know. She has got to ride on a donkey. Either donkey or camel. For her to ride on a camel, she has got to get up. Yeah, the camel has go down and go up. And how many of you, when you're pregnant, you vomit many times? Morning sickness. Height also problem. Got so many kind of problems. And this woman has to travel from one place to another place. She was about 14 to 16 years old. Can you just imagine? It's not about the comfort. It's not about the discomfort. But it's about the joy of the Lord bursting out from you. Amen. So when you are impregnated with the Word of God, there has to be joy. There has to be joy. In this time, as developed time, the season has got to be, as the season is getting closer and closer, as the season to birth, there must be something happening inside you. Not only the stomach becoming bigger, discomfort, but also something else happens to you because you are now singing the joy. The soul rejoices the promise of God. The soul of Mary rejoiced the promise of God. When you rejoice the promise of God, there shall be something new happening. Because you are actually nurturing the promise of God. Amen. When your soul rejoices in the promise of God, you are birthing something good that will come out of you. Amen. You cannot. I remember, in the Indians, I don't know about the Chinese, but the Indians, you know, when they have the child ready, they'll go and look for a few things. One, they'll give the daughter a milk, you know. Every night must take milk. Cow's milk. Morning, evening. Because why? The child will become fair. That's another thing they will give. I don't know what else they give. Like, I can't remember. What is that? What is that in English? There's a nice name for that, no? You can find that actually in Kashmir. People go to Kashmir to buy that and come. That's an English name. They'll put together with that and give. And then all the good things they'll give. Why? They want the child to be healthy. They want the child to be fair. Is that right? Why? Because they expect something to happen. The joy makes you... You know, the joy of the Lord, you want to birth something. They will do so many things to externally to inflict something inside. But you don't have to. It should come out from inside you that give the joy of the Lord. Amen? Is not to put something inside you, but to come out of you. That's the joy of the Lord. Amen? So in order for you to get all these things done, I know the Chinese will have their own medication, the herbs they'll drink and I'll give them. And I know they drink a dorm and all these things. I don't know what else they drink. But somehow or other, you end of the day, you'll find they are taking care of the thing, the one which is going to be birthed. Amen? Also taking care of the person who's carrying the child. Amen? So today you'll understand what when your joy is coming out from you, not only the baby inside you, what you're going to birth out, what good things you're going to birth out also rejoices because you are rejoicing. Amen? Amen? So the one which is going to come out will become healthier. Amen. Praise God. Let us see. D, what will happen? Before birthing the promise of God, you might have got to go through long journey.
Have you got to go through a long journey? She already went now to 3 months. She stayed with her. You know, probably she's tired. She also is happy that she's got all those messages, encouragement. But she's happy she was staying with the person. Probably she's so tired of her journey from Nazareth to go to this place where her cousin was. Excuse me. So she had to go a journey. And after that, what happens is, now I will show you the word of God again. And the time, and let's go back to Matthew chapter 2 of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Thus census first took place with Queen Irenaeus was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. So for her to travel from Nazareth, now to go to Bethlehem now again. Right? You'll find she has got to travel. And this time is already a bit bigger. Her stomach would have been bigger. Is that right? The promise has become bigger. It's about to be burst. And you are very uncomfortable. Because when you are about to burst something, you are uncomfortable. Is that right? She's got to carry something heavier. Now the stomach is bigger. It's showing up so much. And she has got to go. And the husband takes her to go and register in the place of the town of city of David. As she goes to the city of David, number one, you'll find many of us, we find that we have to go out to testify the word of God. To testify the testimony of God. Why do I say that? People have to go at a time to register which lineage they came from, where they were born. And the word of God says this, they have to go and register to testify that they came from that state. So sometimes you have to know who you are. Who you are in Christ Jesus. So when you are in being pregnant with the word of God, you must testify the word goodness of God. How many of us testify? How many of us testify the goodness? How many of us testify God has done this for me, God has done that for me, God has this done for me? How many of us testify? She went to testify that she is the lineage and he is the lineage of David in the city of David. He went to register himself. Say, here I am. I want to register. How many of us in the nation that we are living in are willing to testify the goodness God is carrying? The promise God you've already got inside us. But have you testifying that you belong to Jesus Christ? How many of us testify? No, I come to church. I go home. I pray. I'm okay. But other than all, you know what religion you belong? It's okay lah. I know. Religion, you get away. They talk about religion, you get away. Or sometimes you talk about something else, they'll talk about different religion and they talk about different atheists and all, they talk about it. You shun away from them because you don't want to have an argument. It's not about argument. It's standing your statement and moving out. Standing your ground and moving out from there. How many of us dare say, I'm a Christian before somebody? It's a testimony. Which lineage are you now in? We are a born-again Christian and we should have the lineage of Jesus Christ. We are of DNA of Jesus Christ. In order to have a DNA of Jesus Christ, we must be bold enough because we are already filled. The Spirit of God has already touched us, the Spirit man, and he has already now birthed out now something. Something is forming in your stomach. A promise is going to come out of you. Whatever promise God has got store for you and I is going to come out of us. Believe that. If we don't believe that, then tomorrow there is no hope for us. The hope only comes in the standing in the ground of the promise of God. The only hope you have is Jesus Christ. That whatever word he has said about us, the promises in the word of God has got to come to pass in our life. Whatever you claim, the promises in the word of God, you have to testify the source, the lineage. I belong to Jesus Christ and my God is different. Do you know the other day a friend of mine sent in my Facebook, sent an email and he said, you know, Pastor, you know what? My client said, you are in advantage with your business. And he asked the client, why? You have got your God. Would you believe that? Would you believe that? You have your God on your side. That is why you're doing very well. They recognize the God that we have is a God that provides his promises and fulfills promises.
A believer, non-believer can recognize that. What about you and I? If that man has to say that, then so this friend of mine must be testifying about Jesus Christ every now and then. Do you see the point? In order to get some remark from a person, you must be testifying. You know what, today I went out to pray something, and then I prayed and something, I had this problem. You know, we had a business problem today, I had a problem, cash flow problem. I prayed about it, and God was with me. Tomorrow the cash came in, and the other check went out. You know, have got a kind of testimonies, do you say? Some of us think it's cheap testimony. No. Every testimony is as solid as the big story. Nothing is possible with us, but everything is possible with God, who lives in us. So we have to testify. So he went to the city of David to say, I belong to the dead. He didn't say, no, I think I'm tired. My wife is not pregnant. And now we are waiting for the promise to come. Let's stay here, la. We forget about this testimony, la. I don't have to go for the census. He didn't say that. A census means gathering who is with Israel. Amen? Who is with the God of Israel? Are we? Some of us know, don't want to put the word Israel also. You're so scared. Right? I've told myself after preparing this message last week, I said, I'm going to put back again. Some of my friends advised me, don't put love. Friends of Muslims who became Christians. That was my heading last time. So I'm going to put it back again. The worst kind of words, they want to come and shoot you. Right or not? That's what they can no do. But we know our God will do something else. The fulfillment of word of God has got to be birthed out. Amen. In our lives. For Mary, it was done. She's already gone now. But for ourselves, we are still living. The fulfillment has not come in yet. The fulfillment of our destiny has not been fulfilled yet. Until the day we meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Face to face. Or when he comes down to see us. So we must believe in the promise. That is our hope. That is our tomorrow. That is why we get up tomorrow morning. The hope in Christ Jesus. The promises. So we must be bold enough to stand up and say, I belong to Christ. I have a God who is greater than anything else of the situations I belong to. Doesn't matter if it doesn't come true pass. It doesn't matter. What if I say it now? It doesn't come true. Are you my face, la? My face value, you know. My face value. My office, my face value. Are you gone, la? My face value with my relations, all of them don't know me. Doesn't matter. The next time they see, I thought you said the other day, God will do something. I know in his time, he's doing something inside me so that he can give me something. No. Excuse me, brother, sister, you know what, tomorrow God gives you 100 million. Would you know how to handle what to do with that 100 million? Don't know. So, God is preparing for me for that 100 million. So, he's delaying time. I'm not prepared yet. Is there anything wrong? Did you say anything wrong? Did you bluff? God is saying that he will promise you, he will make sure every character of ours is also changed before he gives the blessings. So we'll appreciate the blessings of God. As it is, I see, many of us don't even know how to use our blessings. Little he gives us, so we don't know how to use the blessings. Do you see the point? So when this, I say, they tell me the other day, Pastor, you've said a word, which is, I think, you sure this man will live until 80 over plus? He's, no, doctor said 2 months time he'll die, you know. I said, my eyes depend on my God. If the word comes from my God, surely it will come to pass. If it does not, I don't care. But he will know what his purpose is for him. Amen? So he said, why are you bold enough to say this kind of word? Huh? You know, doctor already said no. All specialists know. Australia the best. You know, in fact, he comes to Malaysia also no. He goes to Singapore also no. He's the best. And he treated him. And he says 2 months only. I said, my God says he will live. I believe in my God. I don't care what the doctor says. Tomorrow by telling him 100 times, he might die. But that's not my problem. My God says he will die, live. Which testimony do you want to believe? Do you want to believe my God's testimony or you want to believe the doctor's testimony? Then you choose. Amen. Amen. Doesn't matter. Stand your ground and come out. Alright? So it's important for us to understand when God speaks to you, stand on the word of God and say, yes, God said this and I want to stand on this. God, you said it, Lord. You said it, Lord. It's your word, Lord. I stand on it. I know I'm not worthy, Lord. But your cross has taken away all my unworthiness. Do something inside me so that I can get what I can stand on your word. Amen. So we must be filled with the word of God. The word of God must be impregnated. The word of God must come alive. Unless it becomes from logos to rhema, it cannot become word. So until the time it is becoming rhema word, where you can birth out, God has got to work in you and I. Hello? God has got to work in us. So you must testify for him. Then even testimony, you might go through difficult times in the journey of testimony. She has to take a long journey. And this time, she's already full month. Right? So time was ready. When they arrived there, the time was ready for her to give birth. The word of God says very clearly. Right? It was not any other time. Do you think that they would have traveled for a few days? I believe they would have traveled for 2 nights at least. In those days, they would have traveled 2 nights at a time. If you talk about during the time of Feast of Tabernacle, it's a hot time. If it's October, September time, it's really, really hot. And those of them who came with me, we know we have to wear hats. I went without a hat like a hero. I had to buy a hat there. Right? Because it's really hot. My head was really burning. You have to drink water. Hot. And this woman, Mary, from one place to another place, she has got to travel in that heat. We were blessed because our tour guide was a Messianic Jew. And she said this, when she was expecting a second child, I'm not very sure the number of the child. I think she's got 3 children only. She's not very sure which of the child. As she was expecting, a pastor from England challenged her. Would you dare walk where the journey of Mary walked? And she took the challenge. And went with this pastor. And you have to carry your food. There's no food. In the desert, go up and come down. Right? And it's difficult. And this woman has taken it. It's tough, pastor. I was already 6-7 months, she was saying. 7 months. 6 to 7 months, I think. She took 21 days for her to travel. 21 days for her to travel. She's still living. She's about 63 years old now. 63 or 64 years old. You can ask her. Brothers, those of you who are with me, you know. Right? And she says that she took the challenge. And she experienced how difficult it would have been for her, for Mary, during those days. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, there will be a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain in your journey when you are doing the gestation period. But it doesn't matter. You still testify the goodness of God. You still testify that you belong to his lineage. Do not have one foot to the world and have one foot to the Lord. God wants both your feet on him. God wants both your feet unto him. And said, I stand my ground in my Lord Jesus Christ. And I testify. And I know business could not be doing very well. I know my business will be well next year. I know things are not working well. I know my promise of God. As long as you know, be like Mary. Don't come and tell me tomorrow, pastor, you said that I'm doing, so 2 weeks time, my business will be alright. Mary had to keep her virginity. You know what I mean? She has to be abiding in the word of God. She abided in the commandments. She abided in the promise of God. That is why she became pregnant. Amen? So you must know, don't come and tell me, oh pastor, don't even pray and currently you tell me I didn't get this. No, you can't. There must be something that turns you around to God. Amen? So you have to have something that God has got to do that. So become a testimony. Luke chapter 2 verse 5, 1 to 5 says talk about testimony. And verse 7, they were fed. You see, when there was a birth, and it was birth, when you testify, it is not only testifying in good places, in air-conditioned places, also can go and testify in the jungles where there are long houses. They need us more nowadays. They need us a lot now. Because we've been living under their comfort. Right? We have to take that pain now to go. Even if you don't have money, come. We'll go out there. Be a testimony for the Lord at these times for our own Malaysians. Especially East Malaysians now. I wouldn't know how many of them are Christians, but I know, I know they have their own weaknesses, drunkenness and a couple of other things. But there is not to see, let's not be blinded by that. Let's look at their value God has got on them. Let's look at the value they have, God has got upon them. As far as God has got a value for us, we also must see the value that God has got for those brothers and sisters there. Amen? Let us go. Be strong. Come. Let's go and do something there. Let's give out our love of Christ to them. So the testimony is not for anything. You must birth not only, you know, birthing must not come. It says no, the time was come, they were in a manger. Because there was also rejection at the time of testimony. The word of God says they couldn't find a place in the inn. When you are testifying, people will even reject you. Not only when you have already got pregnant with the word of God, your character changes, but testimony also people reject you. Hello? The inn was closed. It was full for people of the world. But for the one who is going to give birth to the word of God, has no place. Why? Testimony and confessing that you are the child of God. Though, do you see the point? Let's not look at it the way it looks like. The word of God is given for us to see. The Spirit of God says that, remember, even at testimony, you will be rejected. Because they were rejected, they had to go to a place of animals' place, where a manger. Hello? Man will reject you, but God will give you comfort through His nature. Man will reject you from the testimony that you give to the, about the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Lord will comfort you through His nature. Amen. Amen. His nature is His creation. Everything that dwells in the world, everything that lives in the world, everything that bears fruits in the world, everything that's got water, air, is the creation of God. Man rejects. God opens a door to the nature. Amen. So in rejection, you will find rejection in testimony too. So don't think it's going to be comfort because I'm filled with the word of God. I've got all the sword and I've got every power. Yes. But there is something else. E. The fifth one of the number two. When you are birth the word of God, when you carry the word of God, when you birth, your promise in natural comes not just like what you want. It comes in a swaddling, wrapped in a swaddling cloth. Laid in a, on a manger. The word of God says it very clearly here. And she brought forth, verse 7, chapter 2, Luke, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger. Amen. Brothers and sisters, there are words of discernment or words of knowledge in this one sentence. When it comes, it's not in the way that you want to see the linen, the wrapped in the swaddling. Swaddling cloth is a cloth, a bandage which they use when a child is born. Even till today, all of you practice that. But you all, today we have got all the jacket like, you know, very nice ones, you know. You go to the, last time I remember it was Disneyland. I don't know whether they still have Disneyland or not. You go and buy all the children's clothing and you find all the expensive ones. One small clothing itself is maybe 15, 20 ringgits. All right? It's more expensive than my pants, which is more, got more cloth here. Right or not? Right? It's more expensive. But somehow or other, we go and buy all these things. In the time, the swaddling cloth, the cloth they use, the linen they use, will dignify what kind of society level you come from. Your level of society will be either you are a rich family, where you'll see nice, expensive linen used for swaddling, for wrapping you up. Or, the middle class we have today, they have can only afford this much, they can't go to the most expensive one. I know some Indians will like spend all the money on the first child. If it's a boy, some almost. This is my first grandson, la. This is my girl, first son, la. Right? They will have all those things up there, and they'll give them the best. But whatever it is, depending on your status, affordability, you buy a cloth. What was you think the affordability of Mary and the husband, the carpenter, Joseph would be? You will find out when he gave the offering on the day when he was dedicated. Whether it was an expensive offering or was it a cheap offering. According to what you can afford. I want you to read further. You will get the answer. What did they give as an offering? Can somebody say, hello? All of us know this verse very, very hard. By heart, we know. Year by year, we go through Christmas. What is that offering they gave, the time when they gave christening? What was sacrifice? In chapter 2, verse 24, it says, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. What did they give? That was the cheapest they can give. So were they rich people? So from there you know what kind of swaddling cloth he would have had. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, came with what? The best birth that he can give. It does not come in the package that you look for. It will come in the package you don't look for. Amen? What you birth sometimes in our life, or most of the time, is what we think this is how the package will be like. But it comes in a package which is different according to His will, according to His plans. We look for gold, gold or red color, wrapping with a ribbon tied, with whatever it is. Whatever wrapping you're looking for, it doesn't come in that wrapping. It comes in the wrapping according to His will and His purpose for you and I. So don't be dismayed, disappointed. When the birthing, you find somebody else birthing something good out of them is greater or better than yours, do not worry. Yours is still the best. It's not the wrapping, but the material inside the wrapping is more important. Amen? The one who was inside the wrapping, the swaddling cloth, is more important than the wrapping itself. The other point you can understand, the birthing, it did not come in a place which is nice hotel. It did not come in a place which is expensive place or even the cheapest place. It came with the nature of God where it was ready to be fed. If you are in the manger, if you are in the hotel, you have to wait for a time to eat. But you see, a manger means the cows and the beast of the sheep can eat the food which is on the manger. Is that right? It's already prepared for them. So whatever comes to you is ready for you for the season, for the time. Amen. So whatever comes for you, it is for use at the time. When it's born in the manger, means say every manger will not bring forward their food for the next day. Would you keep food for 10 days in one manger for the cows to eat? It is for the day. So God is telling us today, what I give you for the season and the days will be birthed out daily in our life. As long as we have the Word of God, impregnated with the Word of God, and the Word of God is develops itself naturally from spirit, it becomes, the promise becomes natural inside you, and it develops over a period of time. It was ready, the time it was ready, the season was the time, that was the time. When it came out, it didn't come out in the wrapping that you looked for, but it came out just for you to use for the time and the season. Amen. Do not look at the wrapping, but look at the season it's given to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, it is not about you having impregnated with the Word of God and having impregnated so that you'll birth out something, but it's more than that. It's about carrying that promise of God inside you. Unless you carry the promise inside you and develop the promise, let the promise be developed, let the promise come to fullness, then it's birthed out, it'll be ready for you to use at the time and the season. If you're asking for a quick one, then it will not be ready. Head will not be formed, hands will not be formed, legs will not be formed, probably the stomach will be formed. Hello? I do not know. But you see, you will miss if you are looking for instant one. Patience is important. Patience is important in developing the growth of what God has got for you and I. So let's birth. And this season of birthing of Christ's joy into our hearts, let that be the first. So that we can birth out something from our joy. We know that today God is speaking to us. God has spoken to us, and God is speaking to us now that we have to somehow or other develop and live by the word. And the word is important. We must be impregnated with the word of God and carry that impregnation so that that develops into you to be birthed out for the use, for the purpose that is for the season and for the time. Amen? Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you. Even this time, Lord, we know that you are speaking to this church. Though the number might be small, Lord, but you just had 12 of them, Lord, among you. And the 12 touched many. And today, millions or billions have passed through from the day you went up on cross and rose again until today, Lord. Billions have come to know you, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch every one of them who's here. They'll be committed to you and to the Lord where you brought them, Lord. They will develop themselves and live by what Mary lived by. So that, Lord, we will have the favor and impregnated with the word. And the word we shall carry. And the promise we shall carry as it develops for every season of our lives. Let it be our daily work, Lord. It is not, Lord, seasonal, but it's our daily work, Lord. So in the right season, right things will come out. And good things for the glory of yours. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise God.